Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and I want to welcome you to a conversation with Leave Finney, and she is the director of the Center for Education at Washington Policy Center. And Leave, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for joining me today.
It's so great to be with you again, Del. It's my pleasure.
And Leave, we've seen a lot of a slight movement in Olympia to help on education. But for the most part, the Democrats in Olympia just keep pushing more control over public education, discouraging parent involvement, emphasizing indoctrination, and the school enrollment just keeps decreasing. What is the Democrats' goal?
Well, it's so discouraging to see the Democrats attempt to gain control over the minds of children, to indoctrinate them in harmful and divisive ideas like critical race theory and gender queer theory. And that was the main thrust of what happened in Olympia this last session. And as for the goal, I think that the Democrats want to increase their power, raise taxes, and increase and take away basic freedoms. And so I find it very discouraging to see the current direction in Washington State, because it's going backwards. We're not going towards more freedom. We're going towards less freedom, and especially in public education, which is, of course, as everyone knows, a government-provided monopoly system where children are basically captured and under the control of these now ideologies that are dangerous to our future and to their future.
Well, Liv, as you've mentioned, these curriculums and stuff that the Office of State Instruction is public instruction is requiring the schools, and you know, the critical race, equity and inclusion, the queer theory, all these lessons they want to put in the classroom. But what happens if the schools don't teach what the state curriculums require? Does the state come after the school, or how does that work?
Well, the particular bill that you're talking about is ESHB 2331, which requires districts to teach, to use curriculum that the state is mandating, controversial curriculum in critical race theory, DEI, queer theory. And this is a shift towards state control of the curriculum. And this bill would allow the superintendent of public instruction, one man, to withhold funding from school districts if they do not adopt the curriculum that he's requiring them to adopt. Now, this is a big change and a bad change towards, like I said before, less local control over what's in the classroom. But until this legislative session, local school districts had complete power to choose the curriculum that they put in front of their students in their districts, in our 295 districts across Washington State. And this is written into the law that local school districts have broad discretionary power to set policy. And one of the clear provisions in state law is that local school districts have the power to choose the curriculum that is provided, that is given by teachers in that district to their students. And so that this is part of our system of local elected school board directors, that so families can pick school board members who govern their school district that align with their own values. Now and that has led to great trust in the system of local public schools, because you elect someone to represent you, and you know that that person is not going to put pornography, let's say, in front of the children of your children in school. But now this is changing. The state is insisting on taking control, and this was done through two different bills, 2331 and 5462. In the detail, you know, in the fine line that you have to dig through several statutes to find, and I reported on this in my legislative memos on this, the state now has the power to withhold funding from districts if they don't comply.
Well, you know, Liv, I've seen this, and I haven't documented, but I'm going to say at least 5 to 7 different school board meetings where the parents have brought up the subject about not wanting these curriculums in their school. And the school says they are not being taught. And the state public instruction office says they're not, but they're only taught, these are taught in colleges and universities. Are we being lied to?
Yes, you're being lied to. They're hiding what they're teaching the children in the schools. And this is, of course, leading to additional, to the increase of distrust in the public of the school officials who are lying to them. All right. So, yes, well, that's where we're at. And that explains why so many people have pulled their children out of the traditional public school system, because they no longer trust what is being told them by school officials, local school officials, that say that it's not in the schools. It's in the schools. And state officials will say it's not in the schools. At the same time, they're passing laws to force it upon the schools. So, you know, which is it? They're clearly in an inconsistent position here. And that just, the truth of the matter is that the state is forcing local districts to put bad content in front of the children. And there are many examples of lessons across the state of Washington, school classroom lessons that are being provided to children that most parents would find offensive, racist, harmful, and false.
Well, Liv, you know, the Parents' Rights Initiative that passed, and some lawmakers are telling the schools to ignore it. Are there any consequences if the schools do not comply?
Well, yes, there will be legal consequences. Let's discuss this. This is the legislature considered an initiative from the people called the Parents' Rights Initiative, and that initiative requires schools to be honest and truthful with parents on what is being taught to their children. And this has come out of the outrage that parents feel towards schools hiding this information from them. And so this new initiative was put before the state legislature, and it was passed by lawmakers from both parties by wide majorities. For in the Senate, for example, it was passed 49-0. So no Democrat voted against it. Okay. So now the law of the land says that the schools must inform parents what is being taught in the classroom. No longer any hiding about what's going on in the classroom. And they're also, this initiative, which is now the law of the state, prohibits school districts from hiding from parents if their child is changing, has been convinced to change their gender at school. That is no longer permitted. The policy from OSPI 3211 is no longer legal after this passage of this Parents' Rights Initiative. Now, the consequences of this law are that parents now have a law that they can use to sue the school district if they find out that they are that the school districts are ignoring this law. And I mean, the school districts would be wise to follow this law, because all it says is that parents are valued partners and need to be trusted by school officials and teachers, and need to be shown and worked with in a collaborative manner about what is being taught the child, and not being kept secret from, because of course everyone knows the family is the foundation of our society, and these schools have an obligation to treat parents with respect and understand that parents need to be listened to and worked with and collaborated with, and not to be treated as some kind of difficult person that you need to keep secrets from. This just is wrong on its. You know, basically wrong. So this Parents' Rights Initiative is very positive, because it's an indication that the state of Washington is respecting the rights of parents, the fundamental right of parents to direct the education of their child. And so I think that this is a very good sign. Now, at the same time that this law was passed, a couple of powerful lawmakers in the Democrat Party declared that they're going to tell the schools not to follow this law, which I reported on my blog. And I found that itself to be a shocking development. That at the same time that they're passing the Parents' Rights Initiative into law, they're telling the schools to ignore it. This is a new development in Washington State. The arrogance of Democrats that they think that they don't have to enforce a duly passed law. Let's just examine that a little bit. Okay, which laws do you think should be enforced, right? The basis of our democracy is we elect representatives to pass laws, and then we all agree to follow the law. And now we have lawmakers saying, I'm going to pass a law, but I'm not going to follow it. And this is part of what we're seeing as a result of critical race theory. This permissiveness in the schools, this lowering of grading standards and graduation standards, this is all an effect of this harmful, divisive ideology that is now in our society. It's permeating law enforcement. It's the schools. This is where everywhere you see standards being lowered, it's because of the bad influence of this theory. And so it's important to know about this. It's important to stand up to it and say, no, we're not going to allow this. Our children are too important. Our future is too important. Our country is too important to allow this.
Well, Leif, getting back to the Democratic legislature right now, I believe the only reason, I mean, their heart is not in these initiatives. It's not what they think. It's not what they want, but it's election year. And the threat of maybe losing seats in Olympia is the one thing I think that drove the vote for this, but they have no intentions of letting this stand as is, is what I think.
I think you're right. This is an election year, and it would look too bad in their election for their opponents to raise the charge that you're against parental rights in the schools. So I think that's why they passed this initiative, which shows them that they're self-interested. It's all political. That's why they signed this initiative, and that's why watching what the schools do now is so important. It's very important to know if schools continue to keep secrets after the passage of this law, because it's illegal to do so. So this puts the school officials in a difficult place, right? What are they going to do? Are they going to follow the Parents' Rights Initiative, or are they going to follow these divisive dictates from the State Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction? It's very interesting. Districts will take different routes here. I've seen three different districts in Eastern Washington, the Kennewick, the Meade, and there's a third one, I think it's West Valley, who each passed resolutions against these two laws that were passed to take away their control over curriculum decisions. And so now we're seeing districts stand up and say, no, we're not going to put pornography in front of our students. So you're seeing the setup of a real battle. We'll see what happens here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But Liv, you know, the cost of public education just keeps increasing, and we move farther and farther away from the traditional education. And without the academics that is needed for these our young people to get out in the future and be productive, it's a very negative, hopeless situation for them to come out with lessons in the social indoctrination, which doesn't provide any kind of a future. So what's the answer?
Well, the answer is, you're totally right. We keep increasing spending and money for public education. We're spending now over $19,000 per student on average statewide. And that's a huge increase from 12 years ago, when there was about $10,000 per student on average statewide. So we're in a huge increase in public education funding and spending. And yet the test scores show that children are not meeting and not passing the state tests in math and in reading. Something like only 39% pass the state test in math, and only 50.1% pass the state test in reading. So these are not good results from this very expensive system. And now they have adopted it, these curriculum to indoctrinate children. So they the children really are the victims of this because they are not getting a high quality education in many of the schools of Washington State. And so the answer is to know this and to use the tremendous resources of our affluent society that are free online to educate yourself. Recognize that you're not being trained in the history of our great, the great history of our country, the, you know, shining city on the hill that our United States represents, that the first country in, you know, many years in the history of our people, the Western culture, to write a constitution that protects our rights against overreaching state officials, just like we're seeing today. So there's just, there are many wonderful resources to get educated on our history, on and then on science and math. And so it's a question of taking, seizing control over your own education. Families need to recognize and fill in the gaps that their children are not getting.
Well, Liv, you know, it's amazing to me. I mean, you wrote an article about the distrust that the public has in a lot of areas over these levies that didn't pass because of the amount of money and they what they see going on in the public school. But, you know, it's just like Florida. It's roughly a little over $5,000 per student less for instruction than we are. And they are number one in the nation in education. So it's kind of puzzling why it's the excessive amount of money that we put, and we're failing pretty much as far as the as national test scores and whatnot as education goes.
Yes, well, there is no connection between the amount of money that a state spends and the quality of education it's delivering. That's been shown to be true for many years, and that stands to reason, because if you're valuing the high standards and high quality, like the state of Florida, you're going to get better results. But here in Washington State, the Democrats have handed over the public education system to these radical left Democrats in the state house. And this is a dangerous trend for the state. And we will continue to fall behind in results for the children. And we'll continue to hire experts from outside the state to work in our hospitals and universities. And the children of Washington will continue to lose out on opportunities they're entitled to get. I mean, we should be giving every child in Washington a high quality for $19,000 per student. That's more money than the average private school. You realize the average cost, tuition cost for a private school in Washington is less than $19,000 per student. For elementary school, it's around $9,000 per student. And for a private elementary school, the average cost is about $9,000 per student. And the average cost for high school, private high school, is around $16,000 per student. So we're talking about spending more in the public system than available in the private sector. And that just shows you the private sector is able to focus resources more directly on classroom instruction than the public sector. The public sector, now I just looked the numbers up, only 50% of the employees of the public schools in Washington are actually teachers. Only 50%. That means 50% are not teachers. And what's happened is that the system is adding employees that are not teachers and paying them increased salaries and taking resources away from the classroom, you know, steadily over time. This does not help the children. This deserves the children of Washington State.
Well, Liv, you know, I mean, it's really evident that the legislature is not going to approve the school choice or, you know, a private school or charter schools. So can we get something on the ballot that the voters can decide what type of how they want their education system to be in Washington
yes.
State?
Yes, yes. There is a group of people in Wenatchee called Restore Washington that is working on collecting signatures to put a school choice measure before the legislature next year. in the same fashion of these other six initiatives, meaning that then that school choice initiative, which would give families $12,000 per student to send their children to private school, that is going to be presented to the state legislature. And if the state legislature can pass it into law, or it can put it on the ballot in 2025 for the voters to decide. So this is real. It's happening here in Washington state. And it's very exciting that there are people that want to, here in Washington, that want to give families access to public funding so they can send their children to a private school. And that school choice idea, fund the child, not the system, is taking off in states controlled by Republicans. Already, there are 11 states that offer families, all families in their state, access to these public dollars to go to private school. They call this universal school choice. So there are 11 states that offer universal school choice. And Louisiana may be the 12th state soon to pass universal school choice. And then maybe even Texas is fighting over a school choice bill that would extend to 5.5 million public school students in Texas. So there are school choice policies in 32 states that are not all universal. It's a little confusing to talk about this, but there are 32 states that offer school choice to targeted populations of students. And now of those 32 states, 11 are offering it to every child in their state, in their state. So this is what's happening in response, of course, to the closed schools during COVID, and response to this trend towards indoctrinating children in the harmful, divisive ideology of critical race theory, queer theory, all the rest of it. So it's interesting. This is what a democracy does. It reacts to conditions on the ground and in other states with Republican control. People are speaking out. That's what we need to do for our children.
Well, Liv, that's encouraging. I didn't know that was going on, and I'm going to look up and find out more about it. And, you know, to keep up on what's going on in Washington education, it's very good to go to Washington Policy Center. And, Liv, let people know how they can get in touch and see your articles, your blog that you've got there, and keep up with what's going on in the schools.
Well, thank you, Dale. Our website is washingtonpolicy.org, and we have experts in other areas of policy in addition to education, but you can go to the website and find my blogs and legislative memos and policy notes and such just by filtering for that, for the Education Center. And I welcome input from people. My email address is lfsinfrankinne@washingtonpolicy.org. And I thank you very much for this opportunity today, Dell.
Well, Liv, I really thank you for your time today. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that covers it. The most encouraging thing that I've seen in response to all this indoctrination in the schools is that parents have woken up and they are paying attention. They're running for school board. They're showing up for school board meetings. They're joining groups to oppose this. And so that's why I do get encouraged that in the long run, with this kind of attention, the radicals in the schools cannot win in the end.
Well, thank you, Liv. We've been talking with Liv Finney, director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. And Liv, I just really thank you again.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it.